2. George Sharp. More than 25,000 Washington residents and visitors to the Capitol turned out for the inauguration on a cloudy and gusty March 4th, filling hotels and saloons to capacity, clogging muddy streets, some washing or urinating in public fountains. With the approval of both outgoing President James Buchanan and Lincoln, General Scott deployed some 2,000 troops to patrol the city. Guards were posted along the one-mile route that Lincoln's open carriage, surrounded by cavalrymen, traveled along Pennsylvania Avenue from the Willard to the Capitol. Sharpshooters were stationed from the windows of tall buildings, and imported northern detectives watched for assassins, secessionists, rogues, anyone who might cause trouble. The show of force shocked Washingtonians, but Scott made no apologies for it. The District of Columbia, virtually undefended with a long history of organized and spontaneous mob violence, was primarily a southern slave-owning city, many of whose residents were openly hostile to the new administration. Waves of political brawling had swept over D.C. since Election Day. Lincoln continued to receive threatening letters during his stay at the Willard, and a report circulated of a plot to blow up the inaugural platform at the Capitol as the new president took the oath. To the relief of Scott, Lincoln was sworn in without incident. Along with stemming the cascade of states seceding from the Union, his immediate problem was holding on to federal property the seceding states were seizing within their borders. Among the most contentious of the few southern forts still in Union hands was Fort Sumter, an imposing, heavily bricked, big-gun compound still being built on a man-made granite island at the entrance of the Charleston, South Carolina harbor, which veteran Major Robert Anderson commanded with 85 men. The new president was not averse to unconventional operations to hold on to federal assets. Starved for intelligence, he sent Lehman and two other emissaries to Charleston to collect information. Lincoln also considered a clandestine operation that Gustavus Vasa Fox, an adventurous former naval officer he admired, had hatched to secretly infiltrate reinforcements and supplies into Fort Sumter. Lincoln eventually abandoned the covert plan and simply notified South Carolina Governor Francis Pickens that he intended just to resupply the fort.